This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast joins us. Lee?
Lucas, we saw another disappointing performance in last week's GDT, the last main event of 2022. It would be easy to pin this on China, although its purchases were a little higher last week. But China's November import data seems to confirm China's role in the soft GDT.
Yeah, you know, into the end of November, Lee, and even into early December, there was some thought that we might have hit a bottom here on the GDT auction. But that auction last week proved that that was not the case. Prices across every single commodity falling lower. Whole milk powder and skim milk powder down by more than 4%. Even fats a little bit softer when Singapore exchange expectations had called for a little bit of a climb in AMF. Looking at that market share data, China was soft in some products but did show up at least in SMP. However, looking at demand from the rest of the world, really not enough to push these prices higher clearly into the end of the year, even as these values provide kind of cheaper products than what people have seen for at least a year in some of these products. Looking at that trade data, you're right, powders into China very weak. Whole milk powder down 46% in November, skim milk powder down as well. Stocks in China are plentiful and enough to meet current demand. However, there's maybe a bit of a bright note there with AMF in butter, fats overall a little bit higher, and whey products as well moving to China are higher, especially in whey from the U.S. However, I don't think it's necessarily enough to boost prices here in the near term. Overall, lots of uncertainty, China lifting COVID regulations, but with the virus spread, a lot of people are poised to be infected here in the next few weeks and months. Makes it very difficult to say when China will return to any semblance of normal here. For now, dairy markets are looking a little bit weaker into the new year and into the coming weeks as Northern Hemisphere supplies increase.
Well, we look forward to your continuing reports next year, Lucas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
The Senate says yes, confirming two White House nominees Thursday, one for the role of Chief Agricultural Negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office.
In a federal career spanning nearly three decades, I have served in a wide range of capacities at the United States Department of Agriculture.
Doug McCaleb from his July confirmation hearing before the Senate Ag Committee. In addition, Jose Emilio Esteban was confirmed by the full Senate for the position of Undersecretary for Food Safety.
At USDA, I've worked in multiple locations in areas of responsibility, most recently as chief scientist. I've worked alongside many dedicated staff and shared a goal of safeguarding America's food supply.
Esteban speaking to the Senate Ag Committee during his confirmation hearing last fall. McCaleb's and Esteban's confirmation come one day after Alexis Taylor was confirmed for the post as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Hello, this is John Clark for FeedWorks USA. At this time of year, we pause to reflect and give thanks. Dairy and livestock producers have been challenged in multiple ways, yet you managed to persevere. For that, we say thank you. Thank you for facing those adversities and yet again providing high-quality nutritional food for America and for the world. On behalf of all of us at FeedWorks USA, we say thank you. Best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Consumers likely to pay more for food next year, but the price hikes may not be nearly as large as what we've seen this year. We hear more from Gary Crawford, who is with USDA economist Matt McLaughlin.
2022 has been a rough year for us food shoppers, with major food price inflation, the likes of which we haven't seen since the late 1970s. Ag Department economist Matt McLaughlin, you have just issued your food price forecast for 2023. So please, please, that some of these prices are going to come down below this year.
No, not below. We're not forecasting price decreases.
Oh, the pain. Well, it turns out actual food price declines one year to the next are rare indeed.
Usually what we'll see is a slowdown in price increases. And that's what we're going to see next year, which with food prices growing between 3 and 4%.
Which is a whole lot better than the 11 to 12% hike we've been dealing with at the grocery store this year. So that's some decent holiday news. But again, right now, Matt has only one food category in 2023 that might see prices below this year, and that's fresh fruit. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.